Good morning. So as we enter into this altered state of consciousness together to experience our inner selves, our true selves for a few moments, it helps to begin with slow, deep belly breaths to connect us first with our body as we switch from our mind down into our body, down into our center. Right about the belly button. Listen to the inner sound. It's always there. Still, small voice within. Sounds like a ringing sound at first. But the deeper we go into it, the more we discover about that sound. So take a moment and listen to that sound. I'll sing the mantra that I sing each morning between 2 and 4 when I wake up to do my daily meditation spiritual exercise. You might want to try it sometime to help tune in to that inner self, our true self, where we're connected with the universe and all that is on every plane. It's H-U, supposedly the first word for God found in Sanskrit. It sounds like this. Once I heard that sound like an orchestra coming from a pine tree. Once I heard it as sparrows fluttering around on the floor under my chair. When I first read that it could sound like that, I thought that sounded kind of silly because it's always a steady sound. And then I realized after I heard it that that's what I had read was exactly what I had just heard. I got up to look under my chair and fully expected to see sparrows there. Sounded just like 2 or 3 sparrows fluttering around under my chair. But usually I hear it like a single note on an organ, like the highest note on the organ. But as you listen to it more intensely, you open your heart and mind. We can feel it open up like multiple notes, like a chord on the organ that's slowly changing. And then we can go into it. And go anywhere, anywhere, in a split second. It's accompanied by the subtle inner light, of course, both sides of the same coin. When you close your eyes, it's not flat black. There's subtle and sometimes not so subtle changes in colors and textures inside. So we look at that changing light show while listening to the inner music. And away we go. toss in a little love and humility, and the sky is not the limit. How often people tell us, be yourself, and how many times we say, I want to be myself. Well, this is yourself, myself, ourselves, in my experience. This inner sound and light is a connection with the universe and myself. Took a course in physics, an advanced course in physics in college. The name of the course was Light and Sound, in which the professor started off the first class saying, everything in the universe is light and sound, and I had already been practicing that for some time, and it was very affirming. It's spring. Early spring, I saw several opened and discarded shells of praying mantis winter cocoons a couple of days ago. So a lot of the little praying mantis, probably 100 of them in each one of those, are out and about. And I've seen the 3 or 4 yellow swallowtails. And it's about to be 16 degrees 2 nights in a row coming up. I'm praying for all those little darlings to find a safe, warm place to survive that cold. My beautiful relatives. Love yourself, love the universe, and all that is, and the people around you and here. We don't give ourselves enough credit a lot of time. We're all trying our best to be the best people we can be, and that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We still stumble. It's how we learn. We pick ourselves up again and dust off and think about how we stumble and integrate that lesson. Look back up to the sunshine and walk on into the light again. Such is life. Oh, mitakwe uyasin.